stealing a canoe and going down the rapids in the canoe and finally jumping out of the canoes and getting under a waterfall to try to hide from the attacking Indians. Well, while they're there, they realize they're going to be found quite soon. So Hawkeye wants to tell his new love, his love of his life, at the underneath the waterfall, because he's going to leave her there and he's going to jump out the water and fall 100 feet to the bottom and swim away. He says to her, and I'll paraphrase for the Amiga, he says, "Stay alive any way you can. I promise you, I will find you." And that's the credo of the club and almost all the Amiga users, and we ask Amiga to stay alive. Yes. We will find you. We will buy your products.
Yes.
And thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Michael. One more hand for Michael, please. Thank you. A couple other things I'd like to mention. One thing I neglected to mention today, because I didn't write it down, and for those of you who know me, I keep lists of things. So this wasn't on the list. And my apologies to Kermit Woodall. He's running a silent auction right next to his booth, and wanted to emphasize that and ask you to stop by and put in bids on some very interesting items that he's got available there. And we also thank Kermit for putting together Amiga Expo earlier this year. And we are hoping as AMU West to be there next year. So stop by Kermit's silent auction and put in a bid. And also to say thank you and give kudos to Bill Borsari, who is webcasting, I think, the banquet for the first time. Oh, really? You do it every year? You've done it every year? 1 year? Okay. Well, so you can see how far behind I am. Nobody tells me anything. So, yeah, exactly. So thank you for doing that, Bill. People who are watching on the web are seeing what we're doing. So that's pretty cool. And at this point, I see that our display over here, welcome to AMU West 02. Thank you for being here. And thank you, Bill McEwen, for just carving out that time frame that he was talking about on the way in the limousine today. I just kind of had to hack it out just to get here, and we appreciate you hacking for us. Come tell us what's new and what's coming.
You guys can't see this, but I count about 4 gallons of Diet Coke back here. One even in ice. That's great.
May not be able to get it out.
Now, not that we're advertising. I don't know how this happened exactly. Todd brought this to me. I think it's somehow Brian did this.
And Chuck
did this. Apparently somebody contacted Coca-Cola and said, "Hey, you know, Bill drinks Diet Coke. It's the only thing he drinks. You guys should do something for it." So I don't know how you got a distributor.
You told him you badmouthed him. I badmouthed
him for not doing it. Okay, I meant to do this somebody with money. And so Coca-Cola is kind enough to give me a Coca-Cola book and pen, a Coca-Cola T-shirt, and Coca-Cola golf balls. Now we've got to figure out who to badmouth that has like a lot of money and see if they can start kicking some this way. But thank you. That was. Hey, I ain't getting any from him. That's right. Now the hotel, Holiday Inn itself does it. Tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. I appreciate Alex helping out in that he's going to be driving the machine from there instead of me. So there could be some, you know, hiccups, etc. Because, you know, I wrote this an hour ago and I'm not exactly sure what's there. Not like I haven't done that before. But first off, I mean, this is really important to be here. All of you guys have made time to do it. Some of you guys have traveled from long distances to make this happen. And I appreciate very much everybody being here. I appreciate being able to come around and say hello to everybody. I look forward to the day when there won't be enough time to do that, that we have so many people here, I won't be able to go around and say hello to everybody. I look forward to the day where I don't recognize faces. I look forward to the day that you guys get to look at each other and go, "I don't remember seeing you before," and welcoming the others to the family. There were 11 million Amigas sold in its history. Go ahead and hit the next slide, if you would, Alex, if it works. There we go. In 17 years, 11 million machines were sold. If you assume many of those have been sold to more than one person, we've got 7 million people out there. Now, I'm counting heads. We're not at 7 million here in this room. But there's an opportunity there to get some other folks who've loved the Amiga as much as you have and for various reasons have not been here to get back and join us here in the very near future. And I do want to say thank you. Happy birthday to all of you. You guys are here long before I ever was. And appreciate very, very much all you've put into it and all you've done. So a hand and a round of applause to each and every one of you. Now, a little bit of fun. Who has that box which has the tickets in it? This is an unplanned little bit of fun, but I do want to say thank you to everybody there. So I make it impartial. I'm going to ask Todd to pull out a number here. Get the one taped at the bottom. Oh. So those of you, take out your tickets, and the number is?
18.
Number 18. Who is number 18? 0018? 0018. Does anybody have that ticket? Somebody should have that ticket. 0018. Oh, come on, guys. Can't be that hard. You came in here. You get. There it is. There it is. Well, here's something different from Amiga. You just won $100. Thank you for being here. Now you have to go buy stuff with that. There's $100. All right. Let's do one more. Second place. All right.
0366.
0366. 366. Who's got that? Yes? Please? Here we come. And here's $50 for you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, guys, you remember I sold you the tickets.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay. One more.
One more?
One more. I just got to make sure I got cab fare to go back. Okay. One more.
You got a limo to go back.
No, I got to be there at 5:30. 344. Yes, there he is. Another $50 winner.
All right.
There you go. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So there's a little something from Amiga. I thought it was better than T-shirts. Cash. And appreciative very much you guys being here. Thank you. I'm going to give everyone a second. Why don't you guys stand up? This is going to go for a while. I got like 30 slides. So stand up, stretch. If you need to take a restroom break real quick, go do that. Because it's going to be a few minutes. We have a lot of information, a lot of stuff to go through. Some changes in Amiga that I think will be of interest. And if not, you have to sit through it anyway. My wife says, I don't know how you do it.
You get 1-2 hours sleep. And I said, yeah, but then I reach that point where you crash. I mean, I can't do it like I used to. You just hit that wall and it's over.
Oh, yeah. You just cannot move again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So.
Oh, but there aren't too many of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we all got to watch our health and stuff now. It's really ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's bad. We had, in 1 week, we had 2 people at work. Everybody was either hospitalized, sick. I mean, it was nasty.
And it's burnout. We have, and people here don't know it, we have gone, if you take the whole average of everybody there, 18 months without paychecks in the last 2 years. Half an hour. I mean, to keep it going. It's been 90 days now. We got one round in 90 days. So it's been a wild ride. But we'll get there.
It's really, the sound really is that good. You're not just talking it up?
No. They will get it to them as soon as we can. We've lost one person during the whole time. Everybody else is still stuck in. We sure hope it is.
I probably should use the restroom myself. Back around the corner?
Yes, back around the corner. That's right. Got to drink it all, too.
So we're getting ready to do the presentation. Bill asked us all to take a break, use the restroom and whatnot. So we're doing that. You should have two images from the webcam, one of which is exclusively on the slides. It should be coming in real nice. The camera's working well for us. And the other image is coming in off of the camera we're using to record the event here. So we should be able to zoom in, zoom out, and all that good jazz. We're going to operate that. I have been told that there is a section where he wants us to kill the audio. Someone promises me $1,000 in my mailbox, and it won't. But say I did. No, I'll kill it. So there will be a point in time when the audio will go dead, and the webcam will stop while he presents us stuff, the reason why you should be here in person, Robert, Doug, Hans, Fabian, Paul, Brian, bastards. So that'll happen. It'll be normal. I guarantee you my stuff works.
How are we doing on getting people back here?
So here's Bill, and we'll get into his presentation in a few minutes here. Keep the comments coming. If we need to adjust audio levels or webcam or anything, let us know. We'll jump right on that, and we'll be golden. So let's give it back over to Bill. Bye.
Okay, gang, do you think we're about ready to get started? Looking around the room. I was just kidding. I really didn't have anything to say. So I was. I got 30 slides that basically say that. Just marketing. One time it said, another slide says, birthday happy, you know, stuff like that. Someone actually looked at me and said, really? All right. You guys ready to go? Should we start? Is everybody here that wants to be here and everybody bailed when I said take the break? They didn't want to be here? I mean, I'm sure there are some here that don't want to be here, and you're here because your spouse or somebody paid you. There are those of you guys who are going to leave, but now you got $50 for me, so you're like, oh, I got to stay. And there are other guys going, okay, well, give me 50, I'll stay. All right, next slide, please. So January 3rd, 2000, we did a fine announcement saying, yee-haw, here we go. Looking back, I can honestly say I don't know what I was thinking. This has been an amazing long 2 years. I've been associated with Amiga since 97. That's when I first got involved. That's when Gateway recruited me. And so I don't have the history any of you have. Someone wrote me the other day and was kind enough to say that in the 2 years since we've owned it, we actually shipped at least something, which was nice. But not enough. And next slide. And we got a long ways to go. We're far from done. The original plan was, as you guys know, was to move out of hardware, to completely get out of that business. It's very expensive. There are a lot of other people with a lot more money than we have to get into that business. Two is to create a cross-platform hardware-agnostic operating system. You guys have seen it displayed later tonight. I'm not going to do it here, but you guys can play with the stuff we've done on Linux, on Windows, on some other stuff I'll be showing, of the exact same content running on different platforms. I'm so very thankful to the developers in our program. I see John Harris is here. The amazing work that these people have done. It's absolutely brilliant. I can tell you in meetings when we'll sit down with a brand new hardware vendor, they produce us and hand us a brand new piece of hardware with different screen resolutions, different mapping, etc. And they say, well, how long before you can show us something? And we say, we'll get back to you. We contact John Harris and his type, and within a week, it's already done. It is absolutely amazing. I am just overwhelmed by their capabilities. The next thing was for us to use hardware partnerships to ship the new Amiga solution. The idea was, instead of us doing it, was get third parties to build the machines. I mean, it's a strategy that worked for somebody else to have $60 billion in the bank. It should be able to work for somebody else. The scary thing is, to me, and I don't, maybe you guys are aware of this or not, they add $1 billion per month cash to their bank account. That's not gross. That is how much cash they add every single month. Say what I will about them privately, not in my meetings with them, but they did something right, and we need to emulate those qualities that have produced that kind of money machine and that type of opportunity for other people. So the new Amiga, single solution for developing content and solutions for the digital world of tomorrow. That meant that you could access digital information from any digital device. That sounds like a fine, grandiose picture. But what it means is, if you've got a cell phone, you should be able to get to your favorite pictures, your favorite movies. You should be able to get to your favorite videos, your sound, etc. If you have a digital camera, you should be able to access other digital pictures that are on the net somewhere. This is stuff that we dreamed about. This is stuff we believed was going to happen, and it is happening. It took us longer to get there. We all have seen what's going on outside of this lovely room and on NASDAQ and everything else. But the thing is, it is happening. It is moving. There we go. All right, there should be another. Might take one more click. See, we're synchronized. This is beautiful. This is like kismet. There we go. All right. You've seen the slide a million times. But that really is the dream of Amiga when we started. This was the same dream we had when we were at Gateway. It's the dream that I've had for a long time about being able to take almost every digital device. I don't care if it's a toaster, I don't care if it's a microwave. If they have the capabilities to run digital content, then we should be able to enable those devices to run it. That means if you want to use a microwave oven from Sharp Electronics and you want to access your favorite cooking recipe that's sitting on a server somewhere else, you should be able to do that. It shouldn't matter what the hardware is. It shouldn't matter what the operating system is. This is still something that people talk about, dream about. It's coming. It's coming slower, but it is happening. Now, what happened since I shared that dream with you guys? Oh, that was weird. That's interesting. Well, not the plan we started off with when I came to you guys back in 2000. Not quite the ideals. Since January 3rd, 2000 to today, $7.7 trillion have disappeared from capital markets. Not billion, trillion. That's how much paper money was lost out there. We have an investor we're working with. He lost $10 million last week. People are just not parting with the cash like they used to. I told them, MCI, what were you thinking? So things have... This is strange. Why is that doing... There we go. Now, that's a curse, yes. $7.7 trillion. All right, click again. We're getting a weird masking thing there. Wow. Okay. Because of the cash flow problems, because of some other issues that we've had, we're 18 months late on our plans, guys. We're 18 months behind schedule. Not like you don't know that, but that's the situation we're in. We're still moving forward, as you'll see, but it's taken us a lot longer. We also, when we dug in with our partner and to their OS, we showed it all to you at St. Louis, and things were going great. As we dive in there, we find out that over 70% of what we thought was in their operating system we started didn't exist. Yeah, it was planned, but it didn't happen. So a lot of stuff we didn't plan on building, we had to build. So we needed to revise the plan we had. Now what you have is a binary portable cross-platform content delivery system. We call it ACE, the Amiga Anywhere Content Engine. This is a derivative of DE. This is what's shipping today and is available. For some, you call it a media player. What this does is this engine allows content to be played on just about every type of device you can think of. We have this running on digital cameras. We have this running on cell phones. We have this running on set-top boxes. If you were to come to our office, you would see a lineup of 16, 17 different computing-type systems, and the ACE player is running on every single one of them. So instead of creating a binary portable operating system out the gate, we've transitioned that to a content delivery system that allows this content to be run anywhere. Interesting. Okay. Do you guys remember game console? I'm suddenly having a deja vu here of something. The other thing we're doing is we did go ahead and bite the bullet and work with some others to create a new desktop computer and operating system. So Alex, if you go ahead and hit it again, let's see if we can get another gray bar up there. Beautiful, okay. So what you get is the Amiga 1 and Amiga OS 4 on the desktop hardware side of things, and our two target markets then become desktop set-top boxes on one side, and then tablets, cell phones, PDAs on the other side. So while delivering an operating system for both markets, they are separate in our in how we're building them today. Everything on the right will run on the left, okay? So every bit of content that runs on a tablet, cell phone, PDA will run on the desktop and set-top box. But we do have certain needs on the desktop and set-top boxes where hardware needs to access, where software needs to access hardware. And using the solution with ACE that we have, we can't get directly to the hardware as often as we wished. So, whoa, that went fast. Okay. See, this is smooth, isn't it? You guys are just rolling with this. Okay. Then what happened after we revised our plans? Well, you can see the list. Someone was asking about Sharp. What the heck happened with Sharp? You know, I wish I could tell you. Signed contract with those guys, had everything done, signed, sealed, and delivered. Sharp even sits on the board. The president of Sharp sits on the board of Dow. They're an investor in Dow. And the day the product shipped, intent wasn't on the box. Complete news to us. We have been told that we will be out later this summer on that platform, but it sure, I tell you, it sure hurt the bottom line a little bit when we were expecting that product to ship and for our developers to be on there. Several hundred thousand units of that device have shipped, and we're not there. The good news is we have a build that can be loaded on all those devices that will be available shortly, and more importantly, we will see our content later this summer. But it's made to constantly twist and change. This has been the hardest year I've ever had. Any job, anything I've ever done. I mean, literally. We started off, you know, with Bob dying. We had partners change their plans. We had a deal we spent almost a year on the Nokia Media Terminal where they announced it publicly that they killed it before they told us. You had product delays. I can't tell you the number of deals we had signed and the products never shipped. We had one with MTV in Europe. The day we signed the contract, MTV decided to get out of Europe with the hardware solution they were building. You've got products that have never shipped. It has been very, very frustrating for all of us, and especially for you guys. You've all been patiently waiting. You've all been waiting for that box to show up, and it still hasn't been here when we said it would be. Well, I mean, the reality is we haven't done there. And then we've got some other issues. And I'm going to bring them up to all you guys to let you know there's a change happening at Amiga. Amiga is being ripped off. It has been being ripped off since before I got here and during the time. We have people who've stolen our intellectual property. We have people who write us very large checks that are no good. We have people who publicly go out and lie about us. And we've been very patient. We've sat back. We've allowed them to say what they want to say without rebuttal. You haven't seen us out there on the web boards and message boards saying things. We have a situation where we're going to create an Amiga museum with a lot of hardware that was ours that we own that was in Germany. We went to go get it. The warehouse is empty. Pallets and pallets of our product have been stolen. Now, we know who has it. We're not here to point fingers or names to let people know. We even know where it is. We also know this other group is going to make an announcement. They're making a museum. Well, guess what? That's our stuff. We paid for it. We've paid millions of dollars for this. And while we sat back, we tried to be the nice guy and try to work through these issues, we have public, we have people out there right now using our trademarks, using our Boing Ball, using the Amiga name without authority. And again, we've been the nice guys. We look at them and say, hey, please stop. Please stop. Okay, we asked you nicely, stop. Well, guess what? I'm tired of it. I know you're tired of it because you guys send me emails. I get it constantly from you guys saying, did you see this? Did you see that? And we send them a very nice note. Well, notice is now given, making it very clear. As of September 1st, 2002, that's your decision day. You either get legal or we will shut you down. Nobody is going to steal from us any further. We have out there people using our source code illegally, and that steals from everything we're trying to do. People have got our hardware. That's going to stop. The lawyers are lined up. They're fully paid, and they're waiting. So this is public notice. We're not going to say who these people are. There's software out there right now that is illegal. People have paid for software that is illegal. We're not going to come after any one of you. This is not your problem. It's our problem. And now I've taken it extremely personally. So when you see people out there saying things on message boards that are lies, I'm coming after them. I'm sick of it. I haven't spent 2 years of my life and all the money that I've ever had to sit here and deal with this nonsense. To have people stand publicly and blaspheme one another out there, only to catch us in the middle, never again, folks. So if you're one of these people, you better have a signed contract that's legal with us, because as of September 1st, you will be served. And we're not serving fun here. We will shut you down. I will shut down your company, because you have violated our IP, you have harmed Amiga, and you've done nothing but screw with every person in this room by lying. So I'm making it clear. I hope. Does anyone not understand what I just said? How many people understand what I just said? Okay. It's time to get ugly. Yeah. I was meeting with a friend of ours from the military. He says, "So what you're saying is take no prisoners?" I said, "Yeah, this is gonna be bodies when we're done, because there ain't enough of this. We're done." Okay. Next slide. So now we can get started. I've gotten all that stuff out of the way. We're 18 months late. We admit it. We know it. We're doing what we can to quickly rectify it. The Amiga dealers have been nothing but patient for us. We are so sorry for the delays. We are so sorry for having contracts signed with Sharp, showing you the product, and then not be able to deliver it to you. From now on, at Amiga, if I can't see it, if I cannot touch it, I'm not telling you about it. It's that simple. Too many times we've had people come forward with great plans. When I announced the Amiga One, I was given a timeline, I was given a schedule, and I was given all the plans. I took it. Sounds great to me. Let's do it. Can you do it? Absolutely. Let's go. Well, 2 years later, still not here. Well, that's incorrect. Actually, it's here now. But for that whole 18 months, you guys have been waiting patiently. So today, when people come up to me and said, you have this, you know, there are a lot of people telling me they've got it. A lot of people tell them they've got that new player, they've got that new ability to read this file, that file, but until I see it and it works, we're not announcing it. So everything you're going to see here today, I can prove. Everything you're going to hear here today, I can prove. And everything that you guys can hear from us henceforth, you'll be able to have in your hands. So with that, it's now take no prisoners. We're done with it. It's time to move forward, and we are. 1997, how many people remember Amy West there? Was it the Ramada in the sauna? Wasn't that it? It was like 8,000 degrees surface of the sun?
It was warm.
I lost 11 pounds in that room. Yeah, hot year. It's like you come to Sacramento. Was it under 100? Wow, that's odd. It was the first time you guys ever had a chance to see me. In fact, the thing you might not know, I had never even been back to Gateway yet. I've been back one day, and all the rest of the time I was working off-site in Seattle. So when I showed up for that meeting at AMI West, everything was done remotely by that time. The presentation, everything was done with my understanding of what was going to happen. So I showed up, and you guys had no idea what was going to happen. Well, to be honest with you, neither did I. I had no idea that I'd be staying for you starting in 1997, which is kind of, this is why this is a special place for me, and I'll always be here, at least until the board of directors says otherwise. The reality is this is a very special place for me. You guys, you know, were kind enough to help me lose weight. You had Diet Coke for me, which was very important. You guys embraced me. That was one, if not one of the most influential moments I've ever had in anything I've ever done. When I got done meeting with you, especially afterwards, understood your frustration, my first phone call was back to Gateway, and I said, we've got to do something for these people. We just have to. They have hung on for so long with so little, and what they have done is by far more overwhelming than I've seen anywhere else. We have got to do something for these people. And so it's your fault that I'm here. So what is Amiga? I've asked that question 100 times. It's tenacious. Amiga is tenacity. You guys, if there were two Amigans left in the world, you would be looking at each other. That was great, wasn't it? Oh, Amiga's the best thing ever. Absolutely. Do you remember that chipset? It was the greatest.
That's right.
Okay? I wonder on how many tombstones it says, I used Amiga. Okay? Oh, here it goes again. Grit. That's the only word I can come up with. There is, I mean, it's, you know, the last Amiga, you can pry it from my dead fingers. I mean, it is just, every time I talk to somebody, every group, I learn more at standing around talking to you guys. I mean, someone will come to me, did you know the Amiga is used here? No idea. We learned the other day that Sweden just upgraded their rail system. In the displays, have you guys seen this? Do you know what they upgraded it with? Amiflon.
All right.
So all the displays, because all the displays for years have been using Amiga. Somebody came in and said, well, by the way, Australian Rail. They came back in and showed them the solution. Boom, they bought it. Yeah. So Amiga is still there. I mean, that is cool. I love finding about this stuff. The Air Force, who calls us up one day and says they want 600 mice. So we find out their F-16 simulators use Amigas. No idea. I have to turn that into cash somehow, but we sold them 600 mice. You know, it's family. It's you folks being here. It's the kids I see. It's the husbands, the wives. It's the fact that you guys know each other. And it's time we're going to start increasing the size of our family. But when I say what Amiga is, in my 2 years of tenure, this is what it is. It's tenacity, it's grit, it's family. And the fact you guys are still here. I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but I think it was a year ago when we had to open up the MCC case. Okay? The key was gone. Had a special lock mechanism. So we could not get the case to open. No matter what we tried, there was no key. We couldn't open it. Nobody had it. Somehow the key was broken off in transit. So I grabbed Bill Basari, and I don't remember who else, and we managed to create a key out of something else. So I'm up on stage in St. Louis talking to you folks while Bill and the guys are desperately working, trying to figure out how to get this case open so we could show it. I mean, I couldn't have done that anywhere else. The fact that people were there to do it and be part of it, it's fantastic. And that's what you guys are, and I appreciate it so very much. So here we go. You've got the Amiga 1. You've got Amiga OS 4.0. You can see it. The Amiga 1 is here. You can touch it. You can feel it. It is real. Amiga OS 4 is on track. I apologize. I did not have time to put the new screenshots up here. They'll be on our website tomorrow morning. If you want to see them later, I do have them on my box, but I thought that'd take up more time. There's about 16 new screenshots showing the flexibility of the new user interface, how it embraces you as a user, and gives you what you need. What? I'd rather have it where it works, personally. But the fact is, this is very real. So the hardware is here. We've got a few more tweaks to do to it. So the Amiga 1 is something you'll be proud to own. At the same token, OS 4 will also run not only on Amiga 1, but on Cyberstorm, Blizzard, and hopefully some other PowerPC products here in the very near future we can announce for you. So what was our dream? Alex, that's your cue. Okay, thanks. Okay, to be on every type of device in the home. To be in that digital device. That's the dream. The question is, can we do it? Can we do it? So the first thing we need to do is give you guys a new operating system you can be proud of. So OS 4.0 is on its way. There's a couple of slides here. I'm not even going to read them to you because it's just too much. I read them to you once before. These are all the goodies that will be there. This stuff will all be up on the website tomorrow morning. There's a whole slew of features. Again, basically everything that was in 4.2 is now in 4.0. So you're getting a whole lot more in this operating system than was originally planned or scheduled, which I think is good news for everybody. So while the hardware was delayed, it's actually provided you with a whole lot more goodies. There's actually a whole lot more, but you guys get the point. Okay? The Amiga One, it's here. Randir has it at CompQuick at their booth. I know that Todd and his team have one. But the fact is, guys, you can see it. It's for real. That's a little different for us, don't you think? We announced the product. You can see the product. It's working. Okay, when was the last time that happened? Yeah. So can we deliver reality from the dream? We think we can. We believe that absolutely that Amiga will be seen in just about every device in your home. That for a software developer, you're going to be able to run not only the desktop, but on set-top boxes, cell phones, PDAs, etc. So what's the direction? North? Northeast? Cell phones, desktops, PDAs, tablets, and handhelds. That's where you're going to see us. That's where you're going to see the OS. That's where you're going to see the content. That's where you're going to see the Ace player. One of the things people don't quite understand is why we hooked up with Microsoft. Well, the reason is because they've got deals with 20 different vendors out there. So what does that do? It introduces us to the vendors. A couple of people mentioned to me we knew the Sprint ad. You guys have seen the Sprint telephone ad where they're showing off a new cell phone. Guess whose content they're showing on that cell phone in that ad? It's Amiga's. We didn't even know about it. Somebody was mentioning today they happened to be at a conference. There was a bunch of Toshiba handhelds there. Every single one of them had a compact flash card with an Amiga Boing Ball on it. Do you know why that happened? Microsoft bought a whole bunch of compact flash cards. They've been giving them out to their OEM vendors. We have people at Toshiba. We have people at Compaq, Sharp, Kyocera, all using Amiga content. We have people at Motorola with Amiga content. So on the cell phone side and the PDA side, we're looking at three. Symbian operating system, smartphone, and Pocket PC at this time to deliver content there. Because, folks, when you use these devices, what is it that hooks you to the device? The content. So if we own the content on those devices, that opens us a huge opportunity in the future to get other devices in the home. I don't know what the slide's going to do, so I better just do a dramatic pause. Okay, apparently nothing. Okay. Let's click again and see what happens. There we go. All right. So now it's about to get interesting for you. As I told you, we're not going to announce anything that isn't real. Okay? So my first announcement for you, which will be public tomorrow, is Amiga and Amiga and. There we go. Sendo. Who knows Sendo? Cell phone company based in the UK. They have deals with Singular here in the United States. I will now read for you the Sendo press release. I wish to highlight the fact this is not our press release. This is their press release. Okay? I have the signed contract. And in a moment, I'm actually going to show you the phone. July 26th, Amiga Anywhere and Amiga content to ship on the new Z100 smartphones from Sendo. So call me Washington, Birmingham, England. Amiga Inc. and Sendo announced today that Amiga Anywhere and Amiga Anywhere content, will be shipped with an extended content made available for the Sendo multimedia phone. Folks, we are preloaded on every phone. Okay? Every phone. Hang on a second.
Reach into the goodie bag. Now, it's only...
Okay. This is the phone. This is the Z100 smartphone from Sendo. And this is a prototype, so I have to actually pop open the back to make it work. This will be shipping here in the next few months. You guys can all look at the site and see what's going on. The applications are being developed by the highly talented Amiga development community and range from well-known games to messaging services and business applications from Amiga's impressive catalog and its long-standing position as a pioneer in multimedia development. That is a tribute to you folks. Okay? This is from them. This is their press release about you. The Z100 smartphone large color screen, of course it's spelled Kalur because this is English, and the processing power of the device make it an ideal phone for games and multimedia entertainment. Amiga Anywhere applications will be available for the Z100 via download as well as by SD game card known as Amiga Entertainment Packs. The first entertainment pack features four unsurpassed applications that are a testament to the innovation to the Amiga development community. A casino game pack and arcade packs are to follow in short order. It is anticipated that hundreds more titles are to follow this year with increased wireless functionality. Both Amiga, oh, this is my quote, which is lame, but anyway. Amiga and their development community are known for their innovation and multimedia capabilities. Sendo is excited to offer this content and services to our partners and customers, said Hugh Brogan, CEO of Sendo. The Z100 smartphone will be available through premier carriers and partners throughout the world. The Z100 smartphone is a true multimedia phone introducing the world to the next generation of mobile devices. This is real. This is the phone. And here's Amiga on it. Give me one second.
Little screen. Very nice.
I'm say this quietly so it doesn't get out there.
But you know it's Microsoft. This thing takes forever to boot. It is just lame. I can't say that.
So all of you guys are probably familiar with Planet Zed. You've seen it 100 times on 100 different devices. Okay, we're actually loading Planet Zed on the phone, which takes a little bit, but it's happening. So what you're going to see is millions of these little devices are going to be out there. Amiga's preloaded on every single one of them. Hang on.
Yep,
there it comes. I don't know if you guys can see it, but there's actually the trailer running. Afterwards, you guys can come up and see it. But the fact is, as I told you, we're not going to announce it if it's not real. This is real. Here's the device. Here we are running on it. Here's our announcement. There it is. I mean, I'm so impressed with our... We've got Gobbler on this one also running. And this expects to ship in the next coming months. So that's one for you. In fact, it's kind of hard. I don't know if you... You can't hear it, but the sound works and everything else. Could you hear that? Okay. I can't. All right. Actually, it's pretty cool. The thing I don't like about this, it doesn't have a touch screen because it's a cell phone, so it's a single-hand operation. But what's can you see it? Yeah, it is cool. What's fun, though, is it's got this little like stick here, and you can fly around and blow stuff up. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, I'm just testing it. Hang on a second here. Die! Okay, all right. But there it is. You guys can't see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is cool. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
I love it.
Graphics are great.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can hear the sound.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. But again, this is a testament to what you guys have been able to do, because for the first time, we were able to go to this manufacturer and within one day show them content running on this device. Nobody else can do that. So today I'm announcing to you Sendo. Those of you guys that are developing, you've got a lot of great fun ahead of you because there's going to be a bunch of these phones out there. Because you know the other side of the coin is? Do you know how many other people have licensed the same operating system we run on? A lot of other smartphone devices using the same format, and every one of them we can run on. Okay? Let's go to our next slide. Who else do we have to talk about today? Here's another one for you. Now, this press release wasn't available yet for me. I apologize. But, look, it's Amiga and Amiga. Okay? Unfortunately, I don't have that box with me. So all I'm going to tell you is it's a Linux-based PDA. It'll be out by Christmas time. And we'll be on every one. Not bad. Two in a row. Let's see what else I can do for you. How about this one? This is one of my favorites. Amiga and Amiga. Who knows who O2 is? Right? One of the largest cell phone companies in the world, formerly British Telecom Cellnet. Well, if you happen to have...
Wait, I do. Somewhere, hang on. Oh, it's another Diet Coke. Wait, that's right.
This is an XDA cell phone. It's available in Europe right now. And we run on these, too. In the next coming couple of months, O2 will be announcing Amiga content available on numerous platforms, especially begin shipping with this device. Now, what's unique about this is part of the O2's distribution model is they happen to be at Dixon's, for those of you guys who know, one of the largest electronic retailers in all of Europe. So because of that, as of Christmas this year, you'll see Amiga Entertainment Packs in almost every single major retailer in the United States. We've already signed the contracts for all of them. And in Europe. The way it's going to work, in fact, it'll be available in Europe first. What will happen is you go into your lovely Dixon store. Hang on a second. I want to stop Planet Zed because it... anyway. Taking my attention away from you because I was going to fly through these stars thing. Gobbler's fun, too, if you guys want to play. Anyway. So what will happen is you get to go to your local Dixon's. You buy one of these packs, you pop it open, there it is, see how handy this is? Because you have to pay for it first, okay. You pop open the SD, and you can walk up to the cell phone, which this is a cell phone. For fun, I dialed 911 while I was here. They'll be here shortly.
You'll need it.
And we're running. We were not preloaded on this. Everything that you need is right on the device, on the card. Like that. So, actually, I'll close it out. And one more time. Now, I will highlight something here. Actually, let me do it differently. Pop the card out. This is the part they love. And no more Amiga. So you pop the card in. Pop it in. Okay. And there's Amiga. And just that fast, we're loading everything necessary right off the card. Now this is cool to me. I don't know if it's a highlight for you guys, but there's only one company in the world that gets the entire screen on a Pocket's PC device. It's us. You don't see anything on there but Amiga. No other product does that. So you got O2. You got Sendo, you got Royal, and those aren't bad for a few days. And then you've got us in retail. So we'll be available in all the major retailers here in the U.S. and shortly in several European ones. Okay. I'm almost done boring you. All right, there's another one. Now, Bill, this is the one we have to shut off. Sorry. Okay.
We're back now.
Even shutting down, it takes forever. I just.
Yes.
I remember the first time I saw this. It was a lot smaller than I thought, and I went to shut it down, and it was like, "Oh, you gotta be kidding me! It's a cell phone. Just shut off." But anyway.
Anyway.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Okay, so with that, you guys have heard about Sendo, you've heard about Royal, you've heard about O2. OS 4.0, Amiga 1, you can see it, feel it, touch it. The reality is we are delivering content. We run on set-top boxes now. We do have a very large set-top box customer that I'm not allowed to say here at the show, but you will be hearing about shortly. Those of you privately, I can probably tell you, but that's when I came and take a risk doing what I did before because, well, they haven't given me a presentation that I wasn't supposed to have that I could show, that I'm not supposed to show. But anyway, now, the I Am Amiga Club. Let's talk about this for a minute. I actually had some email that people saying, oh, those Amiga guys, $50 each. Boy, are they ripping us off. They're going to take that money and run. Nothing personal, guys, but $50,000, that's like rent. There's nothing there. The point of what we'd wanted to do is to get people back involved. Also give us an idea of what's going on out there. How many people are interested in being part of that first, I won't call it elite group, but the first group of people are diving in with us. I'm pleased to say that the counter showed 966 when it ended. I'm excited to tell you that we have a lot more orders that dealers are putting in right now. And so from the looks of it, we're going to break 1,000 charter members. We didn't hit our 2,500, but that's okay. We're going to give away a system anyway. So last night, we had the server pull out a random name, and the winner was, he's not here so I can say it, a John Hindle of Mosley Langs, England, won himself an Amiga 1 with OS 4 preloaded. So with no ship, he gets a free machine and new OS 4.0. Now for the rest of us, guys, this is going to continue. We're not going to kill this program. The difference is you guys have to the end of the month to join. You won't be part of the drawing. You will still get the $50 off coupon, and you will be grandfathered in that your membership will be for life. After this, the Amiga One will continue. The club will continue. It'll be $50 a year. It'll be an annual basis. There will be contests, promotions, T-shirts, all kinds of stuff during that year, but we want to expand the Amiga audience. We want to get back to some other folks. The announcement will go out to non-Amiga press on Monday. We have people like Tech TV. We have people like The Register. We've got people like the London Times, etc., are interested in this and getting their folks involved. And so we're going to be announcing that to them. So the I Am Amiga Club is going to be something that's going to continue for a long time. It's going to be a way we're going to be introducing some fun stuff. I hope to get a parody newspaper in there along with some real information for you and make it fun. So this is something that's going to continue. So congratulations to John Hindle. He hasn't even been notified yet. If he's listening, he just heard. And if he didn't, his friend, yeah, right now it's like, let's see, it's 8 hours ahead, so what is that? They're calling, John, congratulations, you won. Bloody what did I win? Anyway. So the fact is, guys, we're going to extend it through the end of the month, and then it'll be on an annual basis. So those of you that haven't joined yet, want to be part of it and still get the $50 off coupon, you still can be part of it. Those of you who want to wait and have to pay $50 a year, that's fine too. But we want to start something so we can get personal with each one of you. This is a great way for us to be able to get in contact with you. And we've already got some other promotional ideas that will be going on. The T-shirts, as a matter of fact, let's see, where'd you go to? Okay. The T-shirts, as a matter of fact, we're going to open it up. We didn't like the designs we had come up internally, so we're actually going to have a contest. So we're going to open up the Amiga community to help design the T-shirts. We had some really, in fact, we had some people randomly send us some great stuff that were really impressive, and we liked it better than what we had. So to the Amiga family, since January 3rd, 2002, since I'm reading the slide, you guys got a new SDK and direction.
You've got the Ace player that's shipping, and you now have Amiga 1, Amithlon, and OS 4.0. I thank you guys for your patience in waiting for all this, but this is something that you have. It's yours. Nobody else does. The Amiga business focus and what we're going for, very simply, is to deliver a brand new operating system for the desktop, new content for other handheld devices, and to create a future and to keep growing. The Last Mohicans was an interesting analogy. I can tell you that this has been the hardest year I've ever had, and looking back, I don't know if I would have done it. But in reality, we're still here. We're delivering you products. You're going to get to buy them. And pretty soon others will be coming up and want to know what you have. So I thank you. Those of you guys who want to play with some of the stuff, you can. I appreciate your time. I hope I didn't bore you all too badly. And more importantly, you guys are getting what you've asked for. New computers, new solutions, and available. So with that, I thank each and every one of you for your time. I hope what you found was exciting and it's real. And here before Christmas, I'm sure we're going to see a lot of Amiga 1s under some Christmas trees. Thank you.
And the only thing that I'd like to add, I'm also a businessman, although very much smaller than Amiga Inc., obviously. But the key word is we're going to get to buy those products. And that's the way to ensure the continuation of the company and the development. And I know that all of you know that. Spread the word. Tell others that they not only need to buy it, but they're going to want to buy it. And, you know, the best advertising in the world is word of mouth. And so let's do some. I know you already do, but let's do some more. Thanks for coming. Have a good evening.
Now this one's set up right now. You have different ways of running. This is set up where you fly with the stylus and you fire with that.
Okay.
Pardon?
That's interesting.
This is the Treo.
The Treo.
This is the Treo from Handspring.
Yeah.
And this is the Toshiba. We run on this one. This is what's being shown.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That's the one with those guys.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly what we. That's what. Yep. Yeah. Microsoft bought 160 cards from us so they could do that. No, that's the one. That is Linux.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Go right ahead. It's on charge. Go ahead and pop it open. Sir. Oh, how much are they going to be selling for? My understanding is they're going to be like $300. No, it's sub 500 for the whole system. Yep. No, it's not bad. It's not bad. But you have a choice. Either you get $100 from us, okay, or we work with the dealer and give them the $100. Yep. Or you can. We're also going to buy. Yeah, we're buying a bunch of them ourselves, so you can buy them directly from us also with the $100 off.
Okay.
Have a PCMCIA
set up what?
Yeah.